May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. First off, I wish I could say that the season of extraordinary long gospels is over, but I can't. We've got next Sunday, Palm Sunday, to look forward to, and most of us remember how long that one is as well. 27 years ago yesterday, our youngest child was baptized. And it just so happened that the lesson, the gospel, was the gospel that we heard this morning. And I'll never forget trying to prepare a sermon focusing on baptism, but continually being brought back to the words that many of us recognize: I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Or from the other version, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Those words which lead the procession into the church in the burial office were the very same words I was trying to preach on at the baptism of a precious little child. How in the world did those two come together? I really believe that what we heard both in our Old Testament lesson from Ezekiel, the story of the dry bones, and the story of Mary and Martha and Lazarus, all have one very simple point. And that is that God's intent is that we all live. That we all have life, that we all have life in Him and through Him, and that nothing is going to be able to separate us from that life. And as water was poured on George's head, and as water is poured on our heads, in the words, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, all speak to that life that we have in and through Jesus. So the words that are said as a body is being carried into this church, and the words of baptism, all tell us the same thing. That the power of death does not stand in the way of life. The very visual image of those dry bones, the people of Israel scattered about, and God saying to Ezekiel, prophesy. Give God's words to these dry bones and let life continue. Mary and Martha saying to Jesus as he arrives in their mind, about 4 days late, unless we think as well that Lazarus was simply sleeping, they're quick to say, Lord, not really sure I'd roll back that stone if I were you. There's already quite an aroma. But Jesus says, I am the resurrection and I'm life. You may not know it fully now, but just wait a few days. Wait 2 weeks, and you'll know the rest of the story. You will know that the power of death has never been the end of the story. for those who call Jesus their Lord and their Savior. The word of death is only at best a semicolon in the life that we live. Jesus came into this world to give life, and to give hope. Both the story of Ezekiel and Mary and Martha's experience at the tomb let us know that that is God's purpose. I really wish we would give serious thought to how different this world would be if we all lived as people of the resurrection. If we all lived knowing that we have life in and through Jesus. And that nothing we can say and nothing we can do is going to separate us from that. How wonderful life is, living in the power of the resurrection. How wonderful life is, living in the power of new life and hope. The words as the body's brought into church, "I am the resurrection and I am the life," aren't simply saying, "Oh, well, he's dead and he'll live again." What those words remind us of is that life is life, and that is God's intent, that we all be alive. But there's a subtle ending to the story that I want us to part with. As Lazarus, full of life, walks forth from the tomb, he's all bound up in the death that he'd experienced. His hands and his feet and his face wrapped in the shrouds of death. But Jesus looks at his friends and says, "Unbind him and let him live." That is the message of baptism. That we are unbound and set free in the new life we have in Jesus. Thanks be to God, we do know the whole story. It is my hope for each of us that we can live the life that God intends and not be bound up in everything that wraps us together. It is new life. That is why we are here. I am the resurrection and the life. All who believe have life in me. Amen.